Welcome, 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 welcome back. Lounge Talk with J1A. We with my sis. Sis, what's up?
Hey, y'all. Nothing much. What's going on, kid?
Man, we back with it, y'all. Look, thank y'all for bearing with us. Thank y'all for supporting. Thank y'all for just
absolutely
continuing to stick with us, man. You know, it's been a busy time, but you know, y'all know how it be. How was your week? What's going on with you?
It was a good week. It was a good. Well, it's in our time, real time, is Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's been a good Sunday. God is faithful. And we get ready to get back to the work week. So
yeah.
We had a, you know, coming back off of vacation and getting back into the work week.
Yeah.
Ooh, it'd be like a whole nother adjustment. The ones who get it. But
for sure. Yeah, it's been a crazy time, y'all. Just, you know, just so much going on. You know,
yeah.
you just gotta keep up with the time. Cause we going into what? We in May?
We going into May in a couple of days. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
It's about birthday.
Yes. Yes. May 17th. Yes.
Yeah.
Birthday, see, big 3-0, y'all. Your boy about to turn 30. Man, I've been hanging on. I didn't took my time. I ain't rushed it. I didn't. I didn't hung on to my 20s as long as I could, and I got about a good 3 weeks left. So, yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know how to feel about that.
You know, we got to talk about that in a little bit, because the 30s club, it hit different in a good way.
It does. It really does. So we're gonna get it just started, y'all, with the scripture today, like we always do. So you can go and take it away and give them that real quick.
Scripture of the day is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, and it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." So I did verses 5 and 6. Just being mindful that you, as long as you're putting your faith, your trust, your hope in the Lord, he's going to direct your path and you'll end up exactly where you need to be. So be encouraged.
Yeah, that's definitely important. Just trusting in God through the process, because, you know, times get hard and, you know, we go through things and you know, with careers and trying to figure out purpose and just that everyday grind, just figuring out things. And, you know, trusting in God is very, very important. Letting him just direct you, because you can't do it in your own power.
No, no, no. What the kids say, life be lifing. And so life start life.
Yes.
You really, it's in these moments when you really have to lean into the Lord and allow his words guide you, knowing that as long as you put your trust and hope and faith in him, he's going to direct our path.
That's
and
so
in
true.
The end, it will end well.
That's so true. That's so true. So what you got for us? How we starting this thing off? What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, it was a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. I was in Walmart, kid, right before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
And you know, you just look around at all of the customer service that's being offered to you.
Yes.
And you know what I be wanting to say? God ain't pleased. God.
Right. He not pleased with y'all, man. He not pleased with this. This customer service out here is the worst.
What's going on?
You know, especially with our people, man. Like, I always talk about our people, because we just got to do better. We got to do better. We ain't going to single out no particular race, but black folks, we got to do better.
I mean, are we grateful to have a job? Or, and it ain't, you know what, respectfully, it's not even just black people. It's all people. Like, but we know this economy been beating us down.
That's why I retract that. And I say I can't just talk about our people, because it's hurting everybody. This economy is like nobody can get ahead. It's hard for people to not just find a job, but keep a job, maintain a job. It's hard for people to just, you know, and finding something that they love to do, because these jobs ain't paying like they used to.
No, they're not.
You know, and if they are paying you $20 an hour, they working you like a dog and have unrealistic expectations of you.
Right.
And it's just because I've been through that. I'm only speaking from experience, y'all, because I done had a few jobs. Now, I ain't going to tell you how many I had. I had some. I had my first shirt. And towards the end of my job working time, I was a manager at a warehouse. And I actually ended up enjoying that You know, because when you start making a certain amount of money, you like, all right, this is as good as it's gonna get. I'm gonna just settle in. And work this, and you know, whatever God got me, God for me after this, I'm gonna deal with it when that come. But
right,
if you just look on TikTok and you look on all the social media sites, like people are posting about how they are just not satisfied.
Yeah,
people that's making six figures got bills, you know, and you could say it's so easy to just, oh, people just need to save their money. It sound good.
It do.
But people legit have bills that have bills.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So I was looking at one young lady on TikTok that she was talking about her credit card debt and how she is like drowning in credit card debt because when she didn't have a job, she was using her credit cards to pay the bills. And now credit cards accrue interest. Yeah. And she's in a place where she feels like, you know, there's no coming back from. So that's why she said that to say that's why she started becoming an influencer, because she thought, I need my second job to have a second job. I need another stream of income because it's just not cutting it, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, when you think about all of those things, kid, and you think about the weight in which we live under, when we talk about the economy and sometimes enough not being enough, like our opening text talks about trusting in the Lord, we have to trust him even in those times, knowing that the Bible says that he is a Jehovah Jireh. He's the one who provides for us. So even in times like that, we really have to keep even leaning in, even in that, knowing that he's gonna provide. He's gonna provide.
And you have to lean into that, because I'm speaking to the person that they know God as their provider, but they like, man, I still need some money. Like,
right.
We can say that till we blue in the face, but you can still wake up in the same situation that you was in the night before, and it don't change nothing. These are the real feelings of just not just a believer, but an everyday person. Like,
absolutely,
you can believe and believe and believe, and trust me, you can have a relationship with Christ and read your word every day, but at the end of the day, you're gonna wake up the next morning and be like, this, I'm still in this hellhole, you know?
Yeah.
But you just got to continue to have faith, man, because I'm living witness that if you just stay the course, y'all, just stay the course in anything that you're doing. Just put one foot in front of the other. I was telling somebody this the other day. I just spoke at a college, and I was talking about, you know, being an influencer, and I was talking to the people, and I told them, don't bite off more than what you can chew. Sometimes you got to take it one. Yeah. You got to put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
You can't expect to hit a home run every day, you know. Absolutely. And I know it sucks, man. I know working sucks. I know you don't like your boss. I know you being faithful,
yeah,
but man, just being staying consistent and doing what you're supposed to do, God really sees that.
Yes, he does.
So I just want to encourage the people out there, man, that's listening to me, that's ready to quit, man, because don't quit, because I didn't been there.
Me too.
I didn't been there and bought the t-shirt. You know, they didn't charge me shipping and handling, so
and you know what? The interesting thing about not quitting is, it seemed like just when you're about to quit, God will come through in the ninth inning, at the 12th, at midnight, and he'll do something, and he'll shake, a miracle will fall out of nowhere, and you'll be like, nobody could have done this except the Lord. And a lot of times, this is money to somebody, because sometimes you go through things so that God can get the glory, so that you can't get puffed up in yourself and say that you did it. No, God won't share his glory with anyone. So if you go through something so that God can get the glory out of your life, then I say just build in you go on through it.
That's good. That's good. Now to show that we done been through it, like, we're gonna talk to y'all real quick about the retail jobs and the jobs that we have had. Now, I've worked retail wise. We both worked at Kmart.
Yeah. Wait,
Jay. Kmart. Kmart was.
I started at Kmart.
Yeah.
Okay? I started at Kmart. I don't know what year it was. 2014, 15. I don't know. Yeah. And I was doing a retail piece, and then I got my brother on, but go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff. And she got me on, you know, and it was like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was a cashier and it was bad. It was bad, y'all. It was just, you dealing with attitudes, you dealing with people that don't want to work. You know, mm-hmm. customers are just
horrible. Entitlement. It's, like we talk about the service, but it's the entitlement that some of the customers be having.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
The customer is not always right.
I had a lady tell me one time. I told you this story. I told you this story a gang of times. This lady, you know how you work at Kmart, and the things are put in a certain place when they stock it.
Right.
So I don't know if they do it as much now, but back in that time, when somebody picked up an item that was in the wrong spot, if it was of the same ilk, like if it was a shoe,
yes,
that was the same shoe but a different price. If it was in a different spot, you got to honor that price.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was a t-shirt. I don't know if it was some jeans. The lady was getting some clothes for her daughter. It was something. And it was in a different spot.
Right.
Being sold.
Right.
Well, she comes through my line. And I tell her, I say, ma'am, these are not these are actually more than what you think they are, you know? And she said, well, it wasn't in that spot, was it? I said, no. I said, you're right. It was in the wrong spot. But I'm telling you, this is like $5, $10 more.
Right.
He said, I don't care what it was. Honor it. You shouldn't have had it in the wrong spot. Honor it. And she zipped her purse up and just looked at me. I said, ma'am. She said, I don't care what you're saying. Honor it. And she stood there, held the line up.
You had to turn your light off, didn't you?
Yeah, it was testing my gangster that day. I was like, you know what? I said, God, when you say you're going to test us, this is a test. So I turned, you know, you got to turn your light off when you got a situation. I cut my light off and we were standing there. I done got cussed out because, you know, working in retail on Saturdays, I want to say around 11 o'clock was the worst.
Yeah.
Everybody in their mama out shopping.
Yes.
Because people trying to
think about that last minute stuff and they rush in.
Yeah, I got cussed out for de-escalating the situation.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, I got cussed out. This lady came through my line and she was irate. And they teach you, you know, or you just know, not necessarily, they don't really teach you this, but they tell you, you know, if a customer's getting amped, you just kind of like, you don't go there with them.
Mm-hmm.
So this day, I was so knee deep in the cashiering, I felt like a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So she came through the line mad, cussing at me. You black, you know, you gonna give me this, you gonna give me that, you gonna up, 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 woo, woo, woo. I said, ma'am, have a nice day. Have a nice day. She said, no, you have a nice day. We really went into a you have a nice day. Altercation, I said, man. I said, just God bless you. Have a nice. No, you have a nice mother. Day, mother, this and flip heart and mood, and you know, she hit the car reader so hard the car reader turned around. I had to adjust the car reader back, you know. So I know something about some retail. I'm telling y'all, I didn't been through it. And you've been through, what's one of your worst stories? I don't know if you got one.
Oh, man.
You might not have one like I got it, but.
I won't say, I didn't get cussed out a lot, but I will say the craziest thing that happened to me was a guy came through my line with a counterfeit, $50. He bought something. I don't remember what he purchased, but he bought something and he had like 300s and like 250s, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they give you big bills, you have to take that little black marker and you have to swipe it.
Yes.
And if it turns black, it's fake. If it's
yellow,
fake,
it's real.
Yellow, you good. It's real.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took the 50. He was already acting strange. I took the 50 and I put it up towards the light.
Right, right.
And it didn't have the proper stuff in the bill. So then I was like, flip, let me just take the I marked it black. I did the next one, black. And I looked at him, and then he took off running. He ran out of the Kmart. And this is probably why Kmart went out of business now.
Yeah, see, he knew it was fake when you was marking it off. I bet you his first thought was, she finna mark these bills. God. He said, she finna mark them in front of me. God, how much do I want to be? I bet you he started turning around and started looking.
Oh, yeah, he started getting
You, as soon as you took that black marker out, he started turning around like this. Start looking behind him. That's what they do. Yeah.
When that black mark came up, I hit my light. And that's when he took off running.
Well, you hit the light. when you hit the light.
I hit the one that makes the light blink.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because the other, like the caveat to that, and you remember this, if somebody gives us fake money and we take it, we get in trouble.
You get in trouble. Yeah.
Like border, either fired, borderline arrested, all the things. So I wasn't fit to take almost $400 in cash money.
Right.
And all of it is fake.
Right.
And then, so he takes off running, and then security was already on to him,
Security was on him, yeah.
And he went next door to that that Sports Authority store and spent money and got away with it, which was crazy. But
Retail wasn't no joke, man.
Even the holidays. Remember the holidays?
Yeah. Working around Christmas. And see, I love Christmas. So really, the holidays wasn't as bad to me because I felt like, you know, I love listening to the Christmas music and working. I was just, you know, you can call me nerdy, you can call me whatever, but I just enjoy, I love Christmas. So I'll be standing there checking people out. I wasn't fazed by no attitude. That was just a good time, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was. It was
like working retail over the holidays. It's nothing like, it's actually nostalgic for real.
Yeah. Now, Kmart don't even exist like in St. Louis. There's not one Kmart left. I don't think.
I heard
they online, but Kmart was the store, man. You talking about they had sizes for everybody.
Yeah.
Cheap stuff.
Sure did.
Yeah,
you say what?
No, I was just gonna say they take everything, man. The stuff that you know that was good, man. Kmart, you get some cheap stuff, man.
You did.
It was good, you know.
You did.
Yeah.
But you know, Walmart took them out of business because they opened up a Walmart that was right down the street, and when Walmart opened up, we already knew it was the end of days for Kmart.
Yeah,
Kmart wasn't trying to lower their prices. I don't know why we on this big old Kmart tip, but anyway, they weren't lowering their prices, and you know, Walmart got the rollback.
Right, so. right. Yeah. Walmart, they a little slick. I went in there to get a pack of, you know, you get your t-shirts and stuff like that. $28.
$28
for four five pack. $28. Men know what I'm talking about. Them undershirts, the underwear, all of that. Walmart is slowly creeping up. They creeping up. They ain't slick either.
You know what? That's because they don't have no competitors. If they had some, like, for real competitors.
Target is a competitor.
Because Walmart got that rollback. Walmart's
still premium. Target is like, Target is for certain people. Everybody don't go to Target. Everybody don't fool with Target like that.
No,
I feel like people go to Target to get specific stuff. You know, you ain't going there to shop till you drop.
No, because Target got that premium. Target is the Rolls Royce, the Cadillac.
Walmart is.
What's Walmart?
Walmart is like, I don't know, man. I'm gonna think more.
Walmart like a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, it's like Target isn't like that electric car.
There you go. Tesla.
Walmart still take gas, but we are 2024. You in a minute, guy, bring you something that you know you're gonna want this over electric. Like, You know, but we didn't work some jobs, man. We only talking about this because like me, man, I ain't no different than y'all, man. I didn't work some jobs, you know. I didn't quit some jobs.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah,
I didn't left some. I didn't left some. because you just go through this period of trying to figure it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, now, then like if you're in that period and you're in the period of trying to figure it out, what we talked about earlier is all about the process. And during the process, yeah. for the college students watching, to those in between trying to figure it out, first off, let me say this, you're never too old to go back to school. You're never too old to try again, matter what this world says, no matter what people say about what you think people may say about you. If you can get rid of all the external forces and dare to try again, you will be surprised as to the outcome. So never think that in this in-between process that you can't try again, because you absolutely can.
Now we're about to get into some rapid fire questions. I got some questions for you. You think you're ready to answer these?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Rapid fire questions time. She always asking me. So now I got something for her. Yeah, we're gonna see how intelligent she really is today. If you saw somebody being mugged in the street, what would you do? What's your first thought?
I shout Jesus. I caught that one.
Yeah, that person either just lost their life, and the person that was mugging them just got off because there was no resolution in that right there.
I'm just telling you what I would do. My initial thing is always to call on the Lord. Got to call on him first, and then 911 immediately. And then, I mean, because I'm a woman, I can't fight. So if you get mugged, I'm a call. I'm definitely gonna call. You know, but
that's kind of a trick question because I'm gonna mind my business too. I ain't in that. Now, if I see anybody getting shot, somebody just robbing you, like they taking your stuff, I'm gonna call the police. I'm gonna do that. Hands down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now it depends on who it is. If it's a kid, I'm jumping in that.
Yeah,
I'm jumping in that. Yeah. Ain't no little 10, 9-year-old kid gonna get mugged. And I'm walking down the street, and it's just gonna happen right in front of me. That ain't gonna happen.
No, not at all.
If it's an adult, and y'all are in like a legit tussle, and it could go either way. Yeah, I'm minding my business because one person ain't getting the best of the other.
No.
So if I'm walking down the street and y'all legit fighting and duking it out, I'm gonna watch a little bit. Then I'm gonna go about my business.
Yeah, I'll call the police from my car.
But if it's an all-out stick up, like gun in hand, one person don't got the power. Hey, I got to call the peoples on you.
I can call the law. That's what I can do.
Next question. I could call the law. Right. What you want me to do? Next question. If you could have an unlimited supply of anything, what would it be?
Unlimited supply.
This should be a good one. This should be an easy one for you.
If unlimited supply of anything, what would it
think
be?
About it now. Unlimited. Are you talking about you got an unlimited supply? So you ain't never running out.
Money. Unlimited supply? Are we talking about money? Or are we talking about...
Money is a thing, so I guess that would be...
You know what? Unlimited supply, either money or cars. I'm going to say cars. And the reason why I say cars is because if I have an unlimited supply of cars, then I can flip it and make money. I can use the money. I can use the cars and give it to businesses. Yeah. I can turn them into Ubers. I'm just thinking businessy. If I had an unlimited supply, if money is not an option, it would then be cars of all kinds. Electric, gas.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking, how can I use these cars to benefit me?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good one because you can do a lot of cars. What would you have? Huh?
What would you want an unlimited supply of?
Shoot. If I'm taking, I'm gonna take money out of it because that's just the textbook answer. I don't know. Let me think. The unlimited supply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's See, it's got to be. It's hard because it's got to be.
Because it got to be. It got to be something. It got to be something worthwhile.
Yeah.
It can't be like, you know.
Put it in the comments.
Unlimited supply. You know what? Gas.
Oil?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oil slash yeah. gas. Yes.
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
charging you about a pound. I believe that. If I had an unlimited supply of oil.
About a gallon?
I'd be a billionaire.
Oh yeah.
Give me some oil.
Hey, y'all. All
secondary, it probably will be land.
Yeah.
A thing you can't. I don't know if you can say the land a thing,
or
if you tell me one thing, just name land something
with oil on it.
Yeah, ooh,
come on, that's better. That's a
smell that money.
Yes. What about you? Put it in the comments if you had an supply.
Yeah, we gonna pose that in the podcast in the poll. If y'all listening on Spotify. All the people that even if you're on YouTube and you watching this, you can go to Spotify and vote. Yeah. What would you have an unlimited supply of?
What would you have? Because you're probably listening
you're
to this
that question Monday morning. People.
You think people are watching, listening to this like Monday morning on their drive to work or something? What would you?
Yeah, anytime. I think people are listening to this. Yeah, it's morning somewhere. Somebody listening to it.
Okay. Yeah. What else?
Okay. You could choose your age forever. What age would you want to be?
25.
That was too easy.
25.
No.
Because
25 forever?
25 forever. If I could choose an age that I could be forever, it would be 25.
With the knowledge that you have. You got to keep that in mind.
You're talking about body-wise or you're talking about with the knowledge?
You choose your age, yeah.
In body, I would want to be 25. Forever.
Okay.
If I could keep the knowledge and keep growing and yet not age.
What if you're thinking like a 25-year-old forever?
No, I don't want to think like a 25.
That's why I say you gotta choose your words wisely. I would say if I was to say any age, I probably would say 35.
But you're not 35 yet. So how do you know what 35
is? Because Lord will, I'm gonna make it to 35 now.
But I mean
we're gonna
pick the age you've experienced now.
The only reason I say 35 is because what I've been through in my 20s and approaching 30, I can say I've gained a lot of knowledge and wisdom that has, one, made me money, and number two, made me wise, and number three, I feel like I could stay there the rest of my life. Because 30, you're 35, you right there. You should be in good shape. I'm trying to get there. You should have some knowledge. Some wisdom.
Yeah.
And you should already be where it is that I feel that at 35. Me personally, I can't talk about for nobody else. At 35, I'm pretty much gonna be doing what I'm gonna be doing for the rest of my life. Just
progressing.
Progressing.
Right.
So I feel like reaching 30. Yeah. I said, man, in five more years, I should be way further now. So I feel like 35 would be a decent age. 25 is ideal. I knew you was going to say 25. That's ideal.
How do you know?
Because everybody would say 25.
Because I feel like at 25.
You can rent a car. You can't rent a car till you're 25.
But that's.
I'm just saying, like. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but like, I don't. But
I don't know what that had to do with it. Yeah, I ain't taking it out either. It just came out. Go ahead. It just came out. No. I know why I said it. I said that because when you 25, 24, you can't rent a car. 25, they consider you responsible.
Right.
So there's a reason why I said that. In my mind, I had a quick thought like responsibility. If they don't deem you worthy to rent something until you're 25, then they said it's something about 25.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like for me personally, the wisdom that I have now at the young age of 33, if I had the understanding I had now,
33, Lord.
Okay. You're on your way.
Climbing, ain't you? You climbing. All right. Go ahead. All right.
You on your way.
Yeah. I'm on my way.
If I had the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding about God, about life, about relationships, about money, about finance, if I had the understanding I had now at 25, I would have made a whole bunch of different choices.
Yeah.
So I would, because me being 33, women mature faster. So I guess that would put me somewhere around 35 mentally. So if I could have the body I had at 25 with the mentality I have now, oh man, shut up. Be quiet.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's why I said that's a question you got to think about. This is the age that you're going to be at forever. So you kind of got to you got to think about that.
Yeah.
But I think I said 35, but honestly, I probably would pick 25 too, because that's at a nice, healthy young age. You ain't got no problems. You ain't got no issues. 25 forever. I think everybody wouldn't have a problem. Some people probably would go younger. Some people probably would say 20.
Yeah. I feel like it depends on what your current age is, because if you 50, then you have seen a lot more, dealt with a lot more. So then the 50-year-old might say 40. I don't know.
Yeah.
But at my current age, I would definitely say 25 with the mentality I have now, because I just would be, That was a good rapid fire question.
That was. Yeah. That was real good. Y'all got to let us know what y'all think. What age would you be?
Yeah.
If you could have one age forever, what would that be?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Very interesting. So we're about to get up out of here, y'all. Do you have anything that you want to say to the people? Anything you want to bring up? Anything that you want them to know, et cetera, et cetera?
I think the main thing is that we see your comments, and I definitely see them, and I appreciate your support and how you all interact with us.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Let us know what rapid fire questions you want us to ask, and maybe we can
or if even it's a topic that you guys want us to talk about, put it in the comment section right here on YouTube, or if you're listening on Spotify, please don't hesitate to. I know we ask questions.
Yeah.
In the podcast, the audio side with Spotify, you can post questions, but don't feel free to ask one too.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you just got to respond to our question. If that's your way of reaching out, then just put the question in there.
Yeah.
But shout out to everybody on my Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Everybody that's responding well to the podcast videos as we push this content out, man. I definitely appreciate the support. Y'all listening, Lounge Talk with J18.
Yeah.
And we ain't stopping, man.
No.
We're going to stay consistent. We're going to keep going and keep growing. All right?
Absolutely.
So y'all stay blessed. We ain't going to make it awkward for you. We're going to get on up out of here, because I thought she was going to say something else.
I was just going to say, keep trusting the Lord and all will work out well. Yeah, we'll see you on the next one.
Deuces. Y'all, man. Yeah.